Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
If your employer is using technology to track your movements, it might not be a case of Big Brother. Contact tracing is now a weapon against coronavirus. Tom Gimbel is here, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network in Chicago. Tom, give us a brief thumbnail. What is contact tracing and why do employers want to do it?
Well, if people are going to be bringing in the virus, companies are wanting to know where their employees have been and if they have the virus, where it's coming from. And so it's really going to, it's getting into the private sector, but it's something that's been happening in China is where it started, and Korea, and they've been able to contain the virus because then they can track it and know where to not let people have access or where they've been to. And if you have a lot of people coming into your office, it's a great way to prevent the spread and bringing the virus into the office.
Is the idea if you've been somewhere where there's infection, then they can tell you, hey, you're going to work from home for the next couple of weeks, just in case.
That's exactly right. If there's an outbreak at Lake of the Ozarks and you're there for the 4th of July, they're going to be able to know that you've been there and not have you come in and self-quarantine.
Are there privacy concerns here? It's always a question we ask whenever you get into something new.
Well, I think that's the uncharted territory, and you know, next week you'll have a lawyer on who will tell you that they're ready to go to bat on this thing. This is the virus has really reset the rules on a lot of things, and both on individual rights and not taking those away, but where they conflict with the well good of society, i.e., if you don't want to wear a mask, well, guess what? You can't come into a lot of offices, and you sure as heck can't get into a lot of retail locations. And I think that this is the tracing is going to be a very, very interesting issue. But I'm not so sure that it's even going to get to the company level. I think governments, from what I'm reading, governments may step in and may do tracing themselves.
Are they going to step up monitoring where you are in the actual workplace? I mean, they've been doing that for a while, but now they really want to know where you are if you get infected.
Well, if you're traveling, and that's really going to be the interesting thing, because what overtime exemption and when you're working and turning on and turning off workplace phones and things along those lines is it really does border of when you're on company time and when you're not. However, the majority of employees, or what survey data is showing, is they don't want to be working around people who have been in an infected area, either, and this is just in a domestic capacity, Cisco. When we get into international travel, after if we don't get a second surge of COVID-19, it's really going to create a lot of fine lines, because companies are going to say to employees, you have to come into the office. It might not be tomorrow. It may not be August or September, but sometime in the next 12 months, being in the office is going to be mandatory for a lot of companies.
That's Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network, talking about some of the ways companies are trying to keep employees safe from the coronavirus.